Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm here with Jim Hibma, director of Crossroads of Pella, and we're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on at Crossroads right now during the holiday season. So first of all, I'd like to thank you for coming on, Jim.
Sure. Say, we, of course, have a variety of programs going all the time, and one of the ones we're currently on is Adopt a Family at Christmas time. So we have people coming in, filling out applications where they want to be helped at Christmas, and we have other people coming in going through the book and choosing families in order to help them. I think we're at about 95 families so far that have been chosen, and more coming in every day. I know we have about a week left with the program, but that's a pretty exciting program because a lot of people come up here and get to kind of see what we do and then also help people. And then, of course, next Thursday night, we have the toy shelf. The parents will come back and they'll pick out a couple toys for them. And so we probably help 150 kids that way every year. Another thing we're doing is that we're in the middle of our fund drive. It's a Good Neighbor program. And, you know, Crossroads has been very blessed with people willing to help us survive. And they've given money and they've participated in a lot of our different programs. So, you know, Crossroads really collects maybe 100 people give me, you know, $100, and 250 give me $25, and we just kind of build our budget that way, which is kind of a neat thing. One of the ways in which we've sort of given back to the community in this last year is that we became aware that there was no licensed substance abuse program in the community, and so we developed one. So we've been at it for a year and a half, trying to get all the licensing and all the insurance kind of mechanisms working. Deb Kay is the clinical director for that program. We're in Oskaloosa and Pella. But that program is just sort of getting started and getting on its feet, and it's rolling now. And so far, I think we've seen 300 people. But we do drunk driving classes for people who get picked up for drunk driving. We have evaluations, and then we also have outpatient treatment. So that's a huge program that's happened in the last year and a half for us. But we have after-school kids club. We still have the SHIP program, and now we have our kiosk location for the workforce development computers. And so we've always got a lot of things going. So it's very, very helpful that everybody in the community appreciates that and continues to support Crossroads.
And the fund drive is going from now until?
Well, it goes all year long. I mean, this is sort of that's really our Good Neighbor program, trying to be a good neighbor to each other. A lot of times people hear sad stories from someone talking to them. They don't know what to do about it because the story is that sad. And one of the good things that we offer is say, hey, go see Crossroads. It doesn't cost anything. So that's a way for them to get started. But, of course, we're also starting to meet for our Klompen Classic. So this is going to be the 19th year, which seems unbelievable. And the great thing is the same committee people have participated in putting this thing on for the past 19 years. So we have a lot of experience. And this year we expect, you know, to maybe go considerably over 2,500 with 500 to 600 kids in the Kids Classic. That's free. I think this year the cost to participate is going up a bit because the T-shirts have gone up, and it'll be $25. But it's a great thrill for me to go wherever I go in Pella and see all kinds of years of these T-shirts being worn by all kinds of people. So it's really a cool thing, and the community and everybody from the city and the police and everybody else is participating in the Klompen Classic, so it makes it a great event for Tulip Time.
Looking a little further out, are there any other events, maybe newer ones, that you'd like to highlight, or are you mostly sticking to these classics?
Well, part of the issue is that you always have to have something new, and I think right now we're just, because we've sort of overexpanded a bit with the Edge of Recovery and the substance abuse program, we're trying to consolidate that and make it a program that works over time and sustains itself. So we're sort of concentrating on that programming idea. I think obviously people can give year-round, which they do, but I think one of the unique things about Crossroads is that we've been able to have very low overhead in terms of trying to ask for money. I mean, Pellicorp, Vermeer, all the businesses have been historically and have been and will continue to be, hopefully, very generous towards Crossroads. So we have a lot of different avenues into the community, and it's really come back to us, and that's a great thing.
One thing I know you help with is senior citizens and the issues that they face, and I know that this year the Medicare Part D date has changed. Is there anything that you can tell me that would, or tell seniors out in our audience that would help them with this transition?
Sure. One of the issues is that the deadline is fast approaching, and there's been so many people that it has flooded our four counselors. We have four counselors that meet with people, so they're really full, And they need to really, if you're still having questions or haven't dealt with it, because I think that the deadline's coming up December 7th, you really should call Des Moines and call the ship number. Call that number, and they can help you over the phone, and they can also help you work through the internet site.
Once again, that's Jim Hibma, director of Crossroads of Pella. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next.